Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the New York Giants and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Rucker. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Gerges. Batting third. The right fielder, Charlie Meade. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Medwick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Phil Weintraub. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ernie Lombardi. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Hal Luby. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ewald Pyle. Pitching for the New York Giants, Ewald Pyle. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting second. The first baseman, Max Macon. Batting third. The left fielder, Chet Ross. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Chuck Workman. Batting fifth. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Roland Gladue. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Connie Ryan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Whitey Wiedelman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Tobin. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Jim Tobin. And now, play ball. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Charlie Meade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meade hits a line drive towards the mound. Tobin catches it and throws to first to double up Gerges. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Luby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Macon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macon hits a pop-up towards third. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Holmes. Medwick reaches second base with a double. Phil Weintraub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weintraub takes first base on ball four. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi hits a fly ball into center field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Luby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gladue fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Luby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gerges fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roland Gladue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Weintraub scoops it up and throws to first, with Pyle covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a line drive into left field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ewald Pyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyle hits a fly ball into center field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Rucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wiedelman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Holmes. Gerges reaches second base with a double. Rucker goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Giants. Charlie Meade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meade is 0 for 1 in the game. Meade hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gerges scores. It's 2-0, Giants. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Meade. The throw from Tobin and he is out, Ryan applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gerges fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Luby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 1 in the game. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Luby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Medwick hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Phil Weintraub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weintraub is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Weintraub hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Holmes. Weintraub reaches second base with a double. Medwick goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Giants. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0 for 1 in the game. Lombardi hits a fly ball into center field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Luby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luby is 0 for 1 in the game. Luby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gladue fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gladue fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gladue. Weintraub moves to third. Ewald Pyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyle is 0 for 1 in the game. Pyle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Max Macon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macon is 0 for 1 in the game. Macon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gerges fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 0 for 1 in the game. Workman hits a fly ball into right field. Meade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rucker hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rucker. The throw from Massey and he is safe. Rucker steals second. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tobin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Meade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rucker. The throw from Massey and he is safe. Rucker steals third. Charlie Meade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meade is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Meade hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Rucker scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4 to nothing, Giants. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Meade. The throw from Massey and he is out, Ryan applying the tag. Two outs. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Medwick hits a fly ball into left field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0 for 1 in the game. Massey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rucker who is chasing the ball. Massey reaches third base with a triple. Chet Clemens pinch hits for Roland Gladue. Chet Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Massey scores. One out. It's 4-1, Giants. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off pile, and towards Luby, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 0 for 1 in the game. Wiedelman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves 1. The Giants will come to bat. Steve Shemo now playing second base. Connie Ryan now playing third base. Phil Weintraub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weintraub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Weintraub is called out on strikes. One out. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0 for 2 in the game. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ryan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Luby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luby is 0 for 2 in the game. Luby hits a fly ball into left field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Jim Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 0 in the game. with a walk. Tobin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 2 in the game. Holmes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rucker. Holmes reaches second base with a double. Tobin moves to third. Clyde Klutz pinch hits for Max Macon. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz strikes out. One out. Chet Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 2 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tobin scores. Holmes moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-2, Giants. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 0 for 2 in the game. Workman hits a fly ball into center field. Rucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves 2. The Giants will come to bat. Buck Etchison now playing first base. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into left field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ewald Pyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyle is 0 for 2 in the game. Pyle hits a fly ball into center field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Rucker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tobin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Massey takes first base on ball 4. Steve Shemo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shemo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Massey moves to second. Ace Adams now pitching. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 2 in the game. Ryan bunts towards first. Weintraub scoops it up and throws to first, with Luby covering, for the out. Massey moves to third. Shemo moves to second. One out. Butch Niemann pinch hits for Whitey Wiedelman. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Massey scores. Shemo scores. It's Giants, 4, Braves, 4. Jim Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tobin hits a fly ball into left field. Medwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Niemann. The throw from Lombardi and he is out, Kerr applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves 4. The Giants will come to bat. Dee Phillips now playing shortstop. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gerges hits a fly ball into left field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Mead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mead is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Mead is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Medwick takes first base on ball 4. Phil Weintraub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weintraub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Weintraub hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ryan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Holmes hits a line drive into right field. Meade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Etchison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etchison hits a line drive into right field. Meade picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Meade. Etchison moves to second. Chet Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ross hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Georges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 0-for-3 in the game. Workman is walked intentionally. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Luby fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves 4. The Giants will come to bat. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0-for-3 in the game. Lombardi takes first base on ball 4. George Houseman pinch runs for Ernie Lombardi. Hal Luby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luby is 0-for-3 in the game. Luby bunts towards the mound. Tobin fields it and throws to first for the out. Houseman moves to second. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Kerr strikes out. Two outs. Mel Ott pinch hits for Ace Adams. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is walked intentionally. Roy Nichols pinch runs for Mel Ott. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Rucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shemo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Houseman scores. Nichols moves to second. It's 5-4, Giants. Billy Georges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Georges is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Georges hits a fly ball into right field. Workman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Gus Mancuso now catching. Rube Fisher now pitching. Steve Shemo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shemo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shemo takes first base on ball 4. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-2 in the game. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. D. Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 5, and Boston Braves, 4. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.